Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's talk Six Nations.
Ooh,
finally.
Here we go.
JB, you're not as excited or enamoured about this as you normally are. What's going on?
I'm never really that enamoured by it.
What do you mean never? You used to make a little jingle, the most rugbyest time of the year when the Six Nations would come around.
That was for Autumn Internationals.
Was it?
It was, yeah, because in Europe, we sort of welcomed the whole rugby world. So Six Nations, the usual trajectory is this. I'm loving the Premiership. Life is great. And Six Nations is interrupting it. And then by the end of Six Nations, I'm like, that was amazing. That was unbelievable. And that will usually come about, usually on Super Saturday, which I can't remember the last underwhelming Super Saturday, come to think of it.
Yeah, they tend to be pretty handy.
Whether it's because we're in Lisbon, or Madrid, or Bucharest,
yeah,
or any of these places. So, you know, it's usually pretty good. But I'm always underwhelmed by the start of Six Nations, always. And even more so this year.
Well, hopefully we will be somewhere fun for the final weekend of the Six Nations this year.
Is this the plan?
What
is the final weekend of the Six Nations this year?
Well, the final weekend of the Rugby Europe Championship.
Saturday, March the 18th, is Scotland, Italy, France, Wales, Ireland, England.
But it's the finals of the Rugby Europe Championship 2023.
Which we can watch in Seville, right?
We might be able to watch it in Seville.
Yes.
Or we might be able to watch it in, potentially, Lisbon or Malaga or Amsterdam.
Hang on, are they going to go back to Malaga? I'd go back to Malaga in a heartbeat.
So we don't know, because the last two weekends of games on the 4th, 5th of March and the 18th, 19th of March are knockouts.
Right, so what are the potential... Okay.
So there's now 8 teams playing in that competition in two groups of round robins.
Okay.
And then you play... is it semi-finals and final? Yeah, semi-finals and finals.
So this is interesting. So if we were to go to Malaga would be my... I don't know, Malaga or Lisbon would be my preferred destination. Why are you not putting Madrid on the table there?
Oh yeah, it might be Madrid.
It could be Madrid.
Could be Madrid.
So you're not saying if Spain gets the final, it'd be...
So the teams in the final, yeah, I'm not saying it.
Right.
No one knows. Probably even the Spanish Federation of Rugby Union do not themselves know.
Interesting.
So the teams are, well, we've already mentioned Spain and Portugal.
Yep.
Belgium, Georgia, Germany, Netherlands, Poland, and Romania.
Right. So we know it's not going to be Belgium.
Well, because of the way it's set up,
yeah, we don't know.
You break off into two groups,
yeah.
So everyone plays.
So let's just keep an eye on it. But it's all bubbling.
So where are your priorities, mate?
Well, it's just like talking about the hypotheticals of what may or may not happen. Because as Phil said,
I want to go away on holiday.
We don't know yet. Yeah.
This is like the best part of Six Nations is watching.
So Phil's already said it could be this. It could be this. It could be this.
But I want to know.
But we don't know.
I'm not going to Georgia. No. I'm not going to Romania. Right. Mine goes Germany. Basically.
Georgia. I like the sound of Tbilisi.
You go.
No direct flights is a bit of an issue.
The flights.
Where do you need
issue?
A direct flight? you're the last person that needs to worry about direct flights. Let's put it this way. I'm rooting for my Iberian friends to win.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I can go with 100% go with you on that.
I'm not into waffles. I don't really want to go to Germany at this time. Don't want to go east.
How should we talk about this Six Nations then? Do you want to just like briefly
I have no idea who's even good this year. So I don't know if Wales is going to be good.
Well, if form is anything and history is anything, the more turmoil that the WRU is in, the better Wales play.
Return of Gatland.
So this year they're going to be absolutely dynamite because the WRU is falling apart.
And they open up home to Ireland.
So
I think Ireland are going to smash them.
Yeah. So the WRU CEO resigned today, did he not?
Steve Phillips.
Steve Phillips resigned, yeah. Which is, of course, a ridiculous decision on his behalf. So the reason he resigned, we won't go into that. But if, like you say, if your union is in turmoil in Wales, if you could hold on for 8 weeks and be on the verge of a Grand Slam, if you win that Grand Slam, everyone's going to forget about everything. Like, resign. I mean, at least wait until Ireland hammer you.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't just go like a coward.
The Ireland hammering is likely, but then again, we've said these things in the past and they've ended up winning.
Yeah, hey, if some of these Ospreys performances are to go by, they do have a core of something in Wales which isn't terrible.
They do.
Although it is worth mentioning, I was looking at the URC table. I think Wales make up four of the bottom six or seven teams.
But it's always been like that.
I guess the question is, how much of a difference can Warren Gatland make in a short period of time?
Probably quite a lot.
Because a lot of the players have played under him for many, many years. Like, you look at that squad, most of them, there's a few guys. Chris Tjunda hasn't done. Rob Hawkins coming in hasn't done.
Rob Hawkins, the Leicester Hawker from...
Joe Hawkins. Rob Hawkins.
I think the big
question is what are they going to do at 12? That's probably in the whole Welsh team is the one area where, because in the front row there's a clear first choice and they're significantly better and there's quite a big drop off. Back row they've got options but they've got some more capital. 12 is the one position where you're like, I'm not 100% sure the way Gatland's going to take it. He could go Mason Grady and just do a big lump like he did with Jamie Roberts.
Mason Grady,
big. Yeah. Big,
never
big,
even heard of him.
Big lad.
You what got is it, Cardiff?
You got Joe Hawkins.
Okay.
Rob Hawkins.
Yeah, and you've got... Who's the smaller lad?
Nick Tompkins.
Oh, got not Nick, him. Nick Tompkins, obviously. No, it's the other new cap.
Kieran Williams. So, Mason Grady, plays.
Have a look at Mason Grady?
I've not got a picture of him, but...
Big strong boy.
Height and weight, listed here... again, caveat, these things are often wrong. He's listed at 6'6".
Yeah, he is.
And what?
And 113 kilos.
Go with him.
From what I've seen of Hawkins, I quite like, because he's not as big as Mason Grady. He's not a small lad, but he can play as well. He can distribute.
Yeah. I think Gatland and Borthwick, and this is the question, is how much can these two guys... They've both got home games to start. England against their nemesis, Scotland. And Wales against the world's number one team, Ireland. So it's tough games for them both, but they're at home, and the question is how much can they turn around? I think they're both, Gatland and Borthwick, going to play a very pragmatic rugby. And I think Wales have got the personnel to do that. They've got Faletau looking really good. They've got a competitive back row. They'll work their nuts off, and Dan Bigger is just class. And their back three are really good when they get chances, so... I expect Ireland to win, but I think this will be close. Really close.
I think Ireland have just got the cohesiveness, and I think they've got a bit more up front, a bit more edge and excitement up front in the Ireland team.
I agree with that.
So I would go with Ireland relatively comfortably in the end.
I think standouts for this tournament are going to be Dan Sheehan. I'm thinking of people that might be players of the tournament potential. Caelan Doris, I love him.
He's playing some really good rugby at the moment.
And isn't it an interesting trend? Like number eights aren't... some of the best number eights in the world aren't quite as big as they have been previously. Ardie Surveyor.
Yeah.
Caelan Doris is another one. Gregory Audrey.
Yeah.
Sort of actually more all-round athletic handling... Heads up rugby number eight seem to be in vogue at the minute, and Caelan Doris is one of them. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Add that to Lewis Ludlam, who I think will be featuring for England.
He's violent. He isn't violent, isn't he? He isn't quite the deft hands like Ardie Surveyor.
But Ardie Surveyor's violent too.
Oh, Ardie Surveyor, yeah, he's destructive.
Yeah, Ludlam's a bit more I don't know.
Wild.
Yeah. Elbows and knees.
Elbows, knees, and contact, constantly wriggling.
Yeah.
Moving. Yeah, it's hard. But I think he'll be England's number eight.
So just on others in terms of the Ireland squad, I think Dan Sheehan.
Yeah, Dan Sheehan's going to... Yeah, he's awesome.
I think he's such... When I first saw him, I did wonder, maybe he's a bit lightweight to play international front row. I'm just wrong. Mm. He's absolutely awesome.
What's happened to Cronin? Is he still knocking about? I always loved watching him play.
Lentz's Cronin. Yeah.
The hooker, I think he's retired. Cronin. Is he retired now?
I thought he'd retired, yeah.
I have no idea what goes on in your seat.
He might... Sean Cronin.
But yeah.
Actor? No.
No.
Yeah, tell me about him.
Rugby union player. He retired at the end of the last season.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah. Felt like he never really got going.
He was 36. Oh, sorry, he is 36.
No way.
Yes.
So
that's incredible.
England plays Scotland. England, back row, back three, pick 'em. So you've already said Ludlam at eight.
Who Ludlam.
Back row, England back
okay.
row.
Okay, hang on. Let me just engage my brain.
Shall I say the names that there are in the squad? Courtney Laws is out. You have Jack Willis, Ben Earl, Alex Donbrandt, Sam Simmons, Lewis Ludlam, Ben Curry. Is that it? And Ollie Chessam, you could Chessam, count as one.
Right. Yeah.
There you go. So,
okay, so who
Chessam,
you
Curry.
Could have, you could have Itoje, I guess.
Who are your second rows?
Itoje, Hill.
Will be the stars.
Chessam,
likely.
Ribbons.
Is he? Oh, is it,
he's in the squad to replace Courtney Laws.
In,
which
yes.
did suggest that was he intending to play Courtney Laws back at second row again?
Possibly. Or would he prefer to move Marrow to six?
Hmm.
Christ, I don't know. So,
just the back row.
Just the back row. I would pick your back row.
I would love to see. I'd love to see Willis at six, Earl at seven, Curry at eight.
Curry at eight.
Right. Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Well, actually, sorry. This is Ben Curry, isn't it? Yeah. No, I take that back. If it was Tom Curry, I'd say yes. I know they're genetically identical, but they've nature and nurture and all that, and they've had slightly different nurturing.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that makes it even more difficult.
You've got Simmons, you've got Donbrandt, Willis, Curry, Earl.
Can you afford to have... I'd love to see Earl and Simmons, but can you afford to have that?
I think I would like Willis, Earl, Donbrandt. I think it'll be Ludlam.
Willis, Earl, Donbrandt.
I think it'll be Ludlam, Earl, Donbrandt. I think Steve Borthwick is going to pick Lewis Ludlam. I don't know if it'll be number eight, but I think he will pick him.
Yeah, so
I'm not sure he will. There's just something a little bit more unorthodox about him.
In terms of the violence, do you know who Lewis Ludlam reminds me of most? It's Jasper Visa.
Interesting. I've not really...
And Steve Borthwick kind of loves it. That's that violent runner, violent ball carrier, violent defensive.
So vibrative. I'm sort of trying to think, like, who is there who'd replicate the Leicester back row? And well, there's not really... It doesn't really fit that well.
Earl and Rafael's not a million miles away. Both got engines different.
Rafael's okay, more
so
of a
Earl deserves
jackler.
It. We'll put Earl in there. Yeah, so Earl at six.
Six.
Why not? I mean, just
okay.
Just a place.
So you play seven.
And
Willis
Ludlam at eight. And then see if Tom Curry makes a big difference.
Ben Curry, ben Jack Curry, Willis, no. Sam Simmons, are the ones left.
No, really. It doesn't work for me that. It's not big enough, is it? So Earl at eight then. Willis on one flank. Ludlam on the other. No, that's not working for me either. I need to think about... Okay. Marrow, Earl, Ludlam.
Marrow, Willis, Simmons.
Willis, Earl, Donbrandt.
I think it's tough to pick, but because there's not like a standout combination.
I think for the first squad, you need just basically lads do everything. Now, if it was a really settled squad with a way of playing, you can then plug in players that you think are going to complement your way of playing. So Don Brandt fits that nicely. I don't think I just threw Don Brandt into any old team.
There was a brilliant
Don Brandt centric team.
I can't remember who said it, but someone made a brilliant point. They said Don Brandt and Smith off the bench would be a great thing to bring on together because they kind of they sort of dovetail work together as a, almost like a little combo.
Yeah, they do. Great idea.
That is a good shout. And of course, you're talking Marcus, not Finn.
Yeah, Marcus, not Finn, obviously. let's just quickly do the same with England's back three because this is the other area where I think there's loads of options and you don't know what the combination he's going to come up with. And just like one of the front runners, potentially, you would have thought in Courtney Laws is now dropped out. Elliot Daly is now out for the Six Nations
as
well.
That's disastrous.
So England's options are Freddie Stewart, nailed on 15. He's going to be 15.
He is now.
So your two wings come from Ollie Hassel-Collins, Caden Murley.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Max Malins. Tommy Freeman. And then Anthony Watson called up? Did I read that somewhere?
Was he called up?
Did I read that?
Played this weekend, obviously.
Anthony Watson, yes.
He has been called up. Ooh, that changes things.
So
I would go OHC Watson, I think.
I think Freeman's world class.
I think Freeman is class.
I love Tommy Freeman.
I would love to see Hassel-Collins and Murley on the wings.
Hassel-Collins, Murley, Freeman.
Get the kids in.
Absolutely. I think those two could play the way that Borthwick wants as well. Kick chase, lots of effort, lots of work.
Loads of work, right?
Yeah. Can hang out on the wing, can come off the wing.
Murley, love him. Hassel-Collins, okay, they're a bit inexperienced. And then Freeman at fullback.
Really?
Yeah, that's the problem you've got with the other boy who's Stewart is, yeah, he's good in the air, but he does also make a lot of mistakes in the air, and he makes mistakes in defence, and he's not as just that. He's not got that magic that Freeman has at attacking.
Well, that's why I think OHC and Watson on the wings. You've got big, quick, great finisher, and you've got a really elusive runner, and eventually that will be Arundel on the right wing.
Well, yeah, and also Watson can play a bit of fullback as well, so he's pretty secure under the high ball. Freeman can kick as well.
I love Tommy Freeman. Mm. He would probably get my bench spot.
I think you need him on the field. I think he's a player of world-class potential, if not already world-class. No, he's not actually.
No, he's not world-class.
Potential.
Yeah, world-class potential. I'll go with you on that, but he's not world-class.
But no, he's not, actually, because you know who is world-class potential? Arundel. Is just like...
He's only just come back from injury, though, so...
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, when you think about who's going to be, like, a world-class, like, your world 15-type player, probably Arundel's the only one with the hands-down raw attributes right now to say, yeah, okay.
If Arundel was a Kiwi...
Yeah,
would be frothing. Well, we are frothing about him anyway. Yeah.
Completely agree with that.
Another position.
And get him in for his quads alone. Mm. Anyway.
Another position. Hooker.
Well, it's an obvious choice now, isn't it?
Well.
Oh, no, it's not.
Because, so obviously, LCD's
starting. He's out. Jamie George
is going through graded return to play protocol
he'll be all right.
He probably will be all right, yeah. But he's not definite.
I'd be all right for 20 grand. Guarantee I'd be all right.
You can't joke about these things, David.
McGuigan was in the squad originally, and he's out. So if Jamie George isn't, you've got either Jack Walker or Tom Dunn.
Jack Walker or Tom Dunn? Tom Dunn to me is.
What's happened to Jamie Blamire?
He's not in the squad.
That's not great, is it? As Tom options.
Dunn. Tell you what, Tom Dunn is just one of those guys who needs an opportunity. He gets an international team. I don't think he comes out of one.
Well, he got his cap
1 minute
18 months ago, something like 2 minutes.
Yeah. He is a nailed on international. I think if he gets a good run in the England team, that might be the World Cup hooker.
I do love Tom Dunn. I love how hard he works. I'm just not sure he's got the his basics very, very good. He doesn't. Like, we were talking the other week about Gus Waugh.
Yes.
For England, he might get a shot with another nation, but for England, his basics are brilliant, as good as anyone's. He just doesn't have. He doesn't have any one attribute, one other attribute that he's ahead of the pack on anything. Well, Tom Dunn's like the same. He's the equivalent of Gus War.
Only because attributes at scrum half are all quite technical. Like, you don't really... I mean, maybe the ability to chops a little bit is quite cool at scrum half, but like, it doesn't do any good for Chris Cook. So, what about Tom Dunn? Well, Tom Dunn, like, his skill is his aggression. I think he's unmatched with just his toughness. And England don't have that. Like, Jamie George is a great player. Maybe Cowan Dickey's got a bit of that.
He does. He's got that edge.
But Tom Dunn takes it to this next level. I just think he would be great in an international pack.
Mm. I really like Tom Dunn. Really like him. I'm just not sure.
Tom Dunn. Give me Tom Dunn. Give me Tom Dunn starting the World Cup.
Mm.
Put it on the whiteboard.
Mm.
So, I guess, overall, there are still questions. I can't wait for Steve Borthwick's team. And I think he's going to set up a very, very pragmatic side.
Steve Borthwick?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think
it will be box kick and kick chase.
Box kick and kick chase. Work
Best
great.
Type of rugby.
And Scotland are a massive banana skin. And I like the look of their team. I do.
They've got secretly quite good... Haven't they? They're very strategic in how they stop all their players. You just look at the performances of Edinburgh against Saracens, and you realise they're a serious outfit now.
And the surprise package, I don't know what Hamish Watson's fitness status is, but the lad on the open side for Edinburgh, what's his name, who's in the squad?
I know exactly who you mean, and his name escapes me.
Crosby.
Luke Crosby. I like the look of this guy. He's a hard, nasty, and also just a really, really big, big open side flanker. Good over the ball, good ball carrier. I like the look of him. I think he could be the surprise package.
Boy from Bristol fit? Bradbury.
He's fit, but he's not in the squad.
He
played yesterday, but he's not in the squad.
So I'm surprised at that because he has made a real impact for Bristol. One of the few. Good things Pat Lamb's done.
Well, that's what I mean. Scotland are really good. They've got a really good squad.
But they have got Bayliss and Andy Christie, who are not quite the same. Mm. Both a bit more athletic round the park.
I like both of them. They're a long way down my list of flankers.
Cam Henderson is in the squad, and will probably get a cap either off the bench or to start a second row. Leicester Tigers. He's looked really good. Mm. And Ben Healy has moved across from Ireland.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
So has that actually happened?
Yeah, he's in the squad. He's going to be moving from Munster to Edinburgh.
Oh, wow.
And
so he'll get a cap regardless then?
Yeah. I think he'll probably earn it. He'll probably deserve it.
Why do you think that?
I think he's decent. I genuinely think he's a good, handy player.
And I don't think he's bad, but...
And also, they've got... So, obviously, Finn Russell, the guy who's probably would be pushing for the second choice. Hastings is out for the tournament.
Yes.
Blair Kinghorn then moves up from fullback to be
Kinghorn,
but he may well be starting on the bench.
What is the guy who Edinburgh have? He's South African. He plays 10. Have they dispensed with him then?
I know the guy you mean.
Is it Underwalt?
No,
it doesn't matter. He's
don't
not in
know.
The squad.
Well, yeah, he's not in the squad.
Has he just been dispensed of? Is that thing over?
Don't know. You're asking the wrong guys.
Okay,
but Tuipulotu is a potential player of the tournament. He's been in great form for Scotland. Yeah.
Wow.
He's great. He's been great. I really like him.
There's an every day.
But they can play with him. Him and Chris Harris is a pretty hard hitting centre pairing. Or they could play with like Cam Redpath and Hugh Jones and totally change it up.
Tell you
more
what,
silky,
I think.
Skillful.
So I do rate Cam Redpath. Cam Redpath, Chris Harris has got lovely balance to it.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. That excites me quite a lot.
Tuipulotu will be starting 12.
Isn't it an amazing thing that England could have had Cam Redpath, but they just decided against him?
Mm. And one winger in the squad transfers nation.
Byron?
Well, Rory. McConaughey comes in with Byron potentially...
Going out to
Namibia.
Namibia.
For the World Cup. And then there's a... I mean, the four wing options are all good Scottish lads. Duane van der Merwe, Kyle Steyn, Sean Maitland, who is his Scottish mother, and Rory McConaughey.
Brilliant.
Good.
Is Ewan Ashman in the
yes.
squad?
Yes. Scotland look good. I'm telling you, Scotland are going to be a handful.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll see on Saturday.
Who's your money on?
What, in this actual game?
This game?
I'm going
no
to
No idea. I literally have to... I'd have
are you?
To see.
I'm going to Twickenham for this
talk
one.
Sport or...
No, just...
Off your own back.
As a fan? As a paying fan with the...
I'm going to Twickenham. I'm going to Twickenham. That's all you need to know.
You can't fall into my kitchen shouting about how you never go and sit in the stands with the ruffians and then go and sit in the stands with the ruffians.
I'm going to be in the stands at Twickenham.
Incredible.
Very cryptic, Tim.
No, I'm going to be in the stands at Twickenham. What can I say? I'll be in the cabbage patch earlier in the day.
As an actual paying fan, is it just
I'm going to Twickenham.
He's not telling us. I don't know what it is.
Don't dig into this too much, JB. Don't dig into this too much.
I'm going to Twickenham. I'll be going to the cabbage patch before
the
game.
No more questions, please, JB.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. The facts on the ground are I'm going to Twickenham.
Oh, there we go.
That's fine. So I'm looking forward to seeing Steve Borthwick's reign begin. I'm looking forward to singing Swing Low. I'm not looking forward to singing the national anthem.
Why?
God Save the King.
I hate the national anthem. I hate it.
Do you?
No, hate's a strong word. I really, really am completely ambivalent towards the national anthem. I love Jerusalem 15 minutes before.
Interesting.
Kickoff.
Shall we do a quiz before we do any more predictions or anything like that?
Yeah, go on.
You got your phones on airplane mode and
obviously
write down. Yeah. So, this quiz was incredibly kindly sent to me by friend of the pod, Ollie Poole.
Oh, wow. Wow, so it will be good.
Oh, it'll be a very good one.
Well, let me just find it. He has got it from, I'll tell you the book, he's been reading. Ollie Poole has been reading 500 Remarkable Rugby Facts for Kids. And from that, he has devised a 12-question quiz. And right. I've actually done this because he trialled it on me and I got 12 points.
Out of?
There's probably about 20 available.
Okay. So, all right.
Maybe 60% of me.
You get that airplane mode on, JB, because you always lose the quizzes. You're going to try and cheat.
Right. First question is, player GPS has identified the fastest player in rugby history. Now, I would assume this is during a game. So there's 2 points available for this. One, who is the fastest player? And two, to the nearest half a metre per second, what speed were they doing?
Half a metre per second?
Yes, to the nearest half a metre per second. And I got that right, to the nearest half a metre per second.
All right, chill out.
So this is in-game, you're saying?
I think there's a couple of questions that they maybe needed a bit more clarity.
Because I'm trying to work out whether that fella has played 15s rugby. He must have done.
If 15s, it has to play 15s.
15s, yeah. And I'll caveat this by saying it's 15s, and they must also have obviously worn a GPS game in 15s. So, like, JB, when you're scorching down the wing at 100 miles an hour, you're playing 15s, but you don't have GPS on your back.
How do you know?
Is it just a point for getting the correct one? Is that it?
Right, OK.
One point for the correct one and one point for the speed.
Come on.
To the nearest half metre per second.
Next.
Question number two. Now, this is pertinent, and I can't give you any more information on the question because this is all I've got. How many registered rugby clubs are there in England?
Oh, JB, know this because this is right up the street this week.
It's been in the news. I googled this and the response from this book was also the headline response. What I don't know is exactly what this constitutes. Does it include schools? Does it include universities? Is it just clubs?
Yeah, well, I have a number in my mind.
Okay. And I'll give you... If you're within 50 either side, I'll give you the point. Okay, question number three.
Okay.
Which is the only country that'll be making its World Cup debut in 2023? The 2023 Men's Rugby World Cup. It's never been in a World Cup before. Certainly the finals.
Yeah. Okay.
Question number four. The Barbarians have played Ireland six times. How many times have the Barbarians won? And there have been no draws.
How many times have the Barbarians won?
Yes, out of six. So, question number five. Mm-hmm. Which two French teams have which two French teams have reached the finals of the Champion Cup twice?
Hey, Dallas. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at AspireAllergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to AspireAllergy.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Without winning either time. They've both reached the finals of the Champions Cup twice, and they both lost both times.
Must be that one. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
You got two down, Tim?
Yeah, I have now. Done. I'm not confident on the other one. Twice without winning.
Question number six. Which four teams have a 100% win record in the final of the Champions Cup? So the last one was 0% from two. Which four teams have a 100% win record in the final of the Champions Cup?
Great question. Four teams,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Hello.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Trying to go through the. When is it in my head?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I think I've got that.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number seven. In which year was the sin bin introduced?
Christ!
So it's still there then. Okay. I'm just going to guess.
Next question.
Question number eight. Only one player has been sin-binned in a World Cup final. Who was it?
No idea. I have no idea. Nope. It's not getting easier.
No idea. It's just have a guess.
That's a tough question. Question number nine. How long did it take Michael Hooper to win his first 50 caps? And in, I want the answer in years. And if you get within a half year band, I will give you the point.
Okay. Next one.
Question number 10. The same pair of nations have faced each other in two separate World Cup finals on three occasions.
Sorry, say again.
The same pair of nations, Ollie's wording, the same pair of nations have faced each other in two separate World Cup finals on three occasions. So, for example, if it was the Football World Cup, Brazil played Germany I'm totally making this up, but in 1982 and in 2010. So the same pair of nations have faced each other in two separate occasions.
In two separate occasions, I get that bit.
So, say, in 1995 and 2003.
Yep, but then the last part of this is?
Two different pairs have met twice. So there are three pairs of teams.
Three pairs of teams,
who have
right.
met twice each.
Twice each. Okay.
So it would be Portugal, Argentina, Brazil, Germany, England, France in the football equivalent, which is obviously nonsense, just as an example.
Okay, got it. Got it, got it, got it. Yes.
Difficult.
I think I've got it. I've got it, but I don't know if I have. Okay.
You have to like think them all through.
I'm going with it.
Okay.
No.
Two questions to go.
No, come on.
Okay, got it.
Damn it.
Question.
Please, continue. That is wrong.
Go, carry on.
Question number 11.
Okay.
Who is the only player to have won the Premiership Rugby Player of the Year twice?
I have no idea.
I did not know.
I couldn't even tell you last year's Premiership Rugby Player of the Year.
No.
Just not an important award.
Yeah. But it's so well communicated.
Do you know what? The communication team at Premiership Rugby are second to none. Second to none. Second only to the RFU team. I mean, that's high praise.
And this is in the history of Premiership
Rugby. Must be weird, mustn't it, for Premiership Rugby to feel like professionals? Okay, so I'm thinking Premiership Player of the Year. Premiership Player of the Year. I've got no idea. Don't know. Next.
Final question. Only two coaches have beaten the All Blacks as head coach with two different national sides. Who are they?
Only two?
Two coaches have beaten the All Blacks as head coach with two different national sides. Who are they?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
Okay, I think I've got it. All right, that'll do.
No, that can't be right. That can't be right. So it's not that. It's not that. Or that. No.
Ready for the summer answers?
No.
Yeah. Come on.
Question number one.
Okay. I guessed
fastest man.
I just guessed. I was thinking, obviously, Carl and Isles and stuff, and I just went, no, GPS thing, maybe it's more recent. I'll go Lewis Rees-Zammit, 12 metres per second.
12 metres a second?
I don't know. I was just trying to work
out. Lewis Rees-Zammit, 10.5 metres per second.
You both get 0 points.
Ah.
It was Christian Wade, 11.2 metres per second.
Wow. Like, we're in the ballpark on the on the time.
Not a million miles off.
Now it was the
registered clubs.
2,288.
3,100.
JB, you're close, but not close enough to get a point.
Oh. What? Why was it?
2,099.
What? It's 2,088.
You said 2288.
Yeah, 2288, sorry.
Yes.
That's right.
Not according to the quiz, that's what matters.
Yeah, not according to the 500 remarkable Ruby facts for kids.
Yep. So 0-0 it is.
Question number three. Who is making their debut this year?
So annoying, I can't think of who it is. I was going to say Portugal, but I know it's not Portugal. Because
you can't. If you haven't written it down, there's no
Portugal.
Answer.
I wrote it not Portugal.
Chile.
Ah, well done.
Chile is correct. Yes. 1 point to Tim, off the mark. How many times have the Barbars beaten Ireland?
No, four.
Four?
I just guess zero.
It's five. Five out of six.
Do I get a point because I'm closer?
No. Question number five.
This is in your wheelhouse, JB. Heineken Cup.
Yeah,
two wonderful. French teams have won, reached the final twice without winning it either time, and they are
Clermont.
I don't have Clermont.
Oh no, Tim!
And of course, it's Clermont.
Racing.
Well, it's so you didn't ask. You didn't ask me for my first one, so now I get to pick which one. So I had the two Paris sides as my
Stade and Racing.
Stade and Racing.
I thought Stade, but I can't remember second.
The one I'm more confident on that I'm going to go with is Racing.
So it is Clermont and Racing.
Yes.
So 2 points to JB, 1 point to
Tim. Of course, Clermont.
So that makes it 2-2.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Stade having two.
Yeah, they just played in that one against Leicester, obviously.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I thought they had one against Cardiff as well, but...
Ooh, maybe.
Well, maybe they've won it, and that's why, because it's who's lost twice.
Lost twice. Let's just have a quick look, because I have got it open here. Stad. Hang on. This question's wrong.
Well, do you want to check 2288?
So do I get 2 points then?
Wait, hang on. I think the question's wrong because those two... So there are actually four French teams who have reached the final
twice. Not one.
There are only two French teams who have reached the final three times without winning.
So I get a point for Stade, because I answered the question correctly.
So Stade, yes, so the question as asked, points were available for Clermont, Racing, Biarritz and Stade Francais.
But I didn't
ask that question. I wasn't given that question to ask.
That's all right. Ollie Ball, you're sacked.
Yeah, Clermont and Racing are three. They have reached it three times.
So I'm 3-2
unsuccessful.
Up.
Yes.
So I would have said, if you said four, I'd have got Biarritz.
Here we go. We'll take it in turns with this one. I've got my answers written down. You've got your answers written down for the next one?
Can I go first?
Yeah, so the four clubs.
Bath.
That have won it once and never lost.
Well, we've got 100%
record. 100% record, yeah.
Yeah, so Bath, you say JB.
Bath are one of the teams on my list.
You believe it, Tim?
Yeah, so that's 1-1.
Ulster.
Incorrect, they lost against Leinster. Yes!
Was it not Munster?
No, Ulster lost.
Did Ulster lose a final?
They lost 10 years ago. 10 years ago today. Not today.
In a final?
So they lost the 11-12 final.
Damn it.
To
Leinster.
It was Leinster,
I know it was.
I know
my rugby.
11 years ago, not 10.
11 years ago, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so it's 4-4.
Okay.
So that's I know, it's JB hasn't given his second one yet.
Yeah. So you're just on 1-1.
Yeah,
My next one is Wasps.
Tim, do you have Wasps?
I do have Wasps.
Wasps is correct. So you're on 2-2.
Intense. I also don't...
Tim, do you give your next one?
Saints.
No, they lost to Leinster.
Shit.
Yeah, lost to Leinster.
Shit.
Yeah. Was it Munster?
Munster, I think they lost to.
I don't think Tigers have lost a final. I'm going to say Tigers, because they beat Munster with that little cheat play.
Didn't they lose to Wasps 1 year?
They would have lost to Wasps, well done.
Mm.
They have lost to Wasps.
Tigers were... Tigers have lost three times in 97, 2007 and 2009 to Leinster.
Oh dear.
So,
with two large.
Did JB get one more than I did?
Two. You've got none so far.
No, so far. We've both given four answers, haven't we?
Yeah.
So that's it.
You've both got Bath. So you got 1 point for Bath.
I've got one more, you haven't.
Because you got one wrong.
There's four answers.
Yeah, no, but you got one wrong. So you can't have five guesses.
No, I haven't. I've had one.
You can't keep guessing.
Yeah.
I haven't had one.
You guess what? Leicester.
I've only gone for the three English clubs.
Okay. And there was none that Tim had said, Northampton and Ulster. No, you're right.
But he's got Bath too. Yes. And you've got Wasps. Because
yes. I've got Bath and Wasps.
Right, so JB, you do have one more.
Toulouse. I don't believe that they've ever lost a final.
Toulouse. So you didn't watch the 2004 or 2008 finals, JB?
They lose to Biarritz. Sure, they beat Biarritz.
Who were run up in
so did he get 3 points? Did he get 3 points in
two
that
points.
Round?
Two both one, got 2 points.
Two
both,
one,
okay,
it?
So I'm still one.
It's 2-1 that round, wasn't it?
No, I got Wasps and Bath.
Wasps, sorry, 2-2 from that round.
Oh, phew. So I'm still 1 point.
So the other two teams.
Who on earth?
One very recently.
La Rochelle.
No,
they
lost
the final. Of course,
they lost the final just before La Rochelle. Who won it?
Saracens. Exeter.
Ah. Oh, of course.
One from one.
And oh my goodness.
And the other one are the hardest to get because they've been in three finals and won all three.
Toulon.
Toulon.
I thought they lost one.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. So now it's the sin bin. When did the sin bin come in?
I said 2002.
I said 2001.
Tim gets the point.
Really?
2001.
Wow.
It's heartbreaking.
So 6-4 to Cocker.
That was a total just like, oh, we'll just pick a year.
I thought that was, I just had it in my head it was about the same time as professionalism, but nope. This is the toughest question of them all, I think. Only player to be sin-bin in a World Cup final.
Rocky Elson.
I didn't even guess it. Let me guess. Sonny Bill Williams.
Both no. Incorrect. Sonny Bill Williams was the only, I think he played in this final. It was 2015 World Cup final.
Michael Hooper?
No. It was Ben Smith. Bin Smith. You never would have got that.
No.
Never in a million years. Michael Hooper, how many
five and a half
years? 5.5?
4 is what I've put, but no idea.
3, just over 3.
What?
3 years and 140 days to reach 50 caps.
Just shows how cheap the caps are. So, South Africa, England, Australia, New Zealand, France.
France, New Zealand, definitely, because that was 87 and...
Well done.
And that was the very first World Cup, and it was also the final in 2007, was it? And then England, Australia, 91 and 03.
Yep.
And then I put New Zealand, South Africa.
No, England, South Africa. Matthew
Tate.
Of
course, I've got... Oh, my God! Yes. You idiot. So you're back within a point with one question left. Or...
Two questions left.
So you each got... So... JB,
JB
got all three,
and
Tim, you got two. Yeah.
Phil's keeping score.
So I do not know.
So 7-8, 8-7.
I do not know a single Premiership player of the year. So
I think this is really hard.
Because it's going to be someone who's played well in the Premiership. So get rid of all the England internationals. And you're going to be left with someone like a Lewis Ludlam before we got famous. That's who it will be. So based on that, I'm going to say it is... Ben Earl.
I guess Ben Earl.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Go on.
Ben Earl, the incumbent Premiership player.
Is he really?
He is, yes.
Okay,
and,
fine.
But your logic... So Ben Earl is not correct, sadly.
Yeah.
Ask me again in 6 months' time, he might be. Your logic stacks up, though, JB. Chris Robshaw.
There you go.
Wow. So he must have got it in 2012.
And the final question... Two coaches have beaten the All Blacks as head coach.
Eddie Jones.
Got Eddie Jones.
And the last one, I literally don't know, so I'm going to have a guess now. It's not... Okay.
Come on.
Oh, hang on. As a head
no,
coach.
You can't do this
Come
now.
On.
Come on. He hasn't
Come
written
on.
It down.
Three, right.
Because I
three,
think I've got the answer.
Two, one.
Warren Gatland. No, it's not that. It's not Warren Gatland.
It's incorrect. So you got 1 point. And Tim, you have won it because you got Eddie Jones. But... For the decisive win to get 10 points in total, it
and,
is.
And equal your score?
No, I got 12.
Uh-huh.
I got lucky on a couple of them.
Michael Checker.
Correct.
Oh, well done.
Of course, it's Michael Checker.
Great work.
There you go. And I think the ones I got lucky on were the. I got 11 metres per second squared. Per second square? 11 metres. It's not acceleration, it's speed. 11 metres per second was what I guessed for 11.2. And what else did I get right? Something else lucky. Oh, I got Michael Hooper as well.
Oh, nice. What player did you guess for the fastest?
So it was the question. Admitted that there was only 1 point available for that question when I did it.
Yeah.
So you've had another shot. I didn't didn't guess that one.
Yeah. Christian Wade,
according to that.
I enjoyed that, Phil.
I did.
Thank Ollie Poole.
Thank you, Ollie.
Apart from his mistake on the runners-up to the Heineken Cup.
God knows what else he got wrong.
Yeah, they could all be wrong. It could all be nonsense. Yeah,
he needs to go and, he needs to go and lean on a ruck and have a good old think about what he's done.
I just realised I should have fact-checked all of these, because he could have done to me what someone did to you with Paddy Jackson's place of birth, JB.
Exactly right.
And made you Anchorman style read out.
I thought we confirmed he was born in Birmingham. Pretty sure he was.
Not quite sure.
No. No. He was.
Northern Ireland.
Definitely. So, Italy France is the other game this weekend that we've not yet touched on either team.
Ooh, that'll be close.
And I mentioned on the last podcast, France, due to injuries, are in a luxurious position where they've got the bones of an incredible squad, but they're in some positions at scrum half and at hooker and in their back three a little bit. A few injuries mean that they're now giving some game time to their fourth and fifth choice in each of those positions, and it turns out they're pretty handy as well.
They've definitely got some options. The French team is, I do think, as much as I love Ireland, I think this Ireland team is very, very good. I think France are favourites for both this tournament and the World Cup.
Yeah. I don't think any team will get a Grand Slam, mind you, because
I think France will.
Because
France have got to go round two in 12 days from now, away to Ireland.
The reason I think France will get a Grand Slam is because I think France are a serious World Cup team. And I think Ireland are just a very good team. If France is serious about the World Cup, they'll want to go there and they'll want to win. I think they will win.
I think Ireland are a serious World Cup team. I think they're contenders. You think they're what, sorry?
I think they'll go out in quarters.
They may well do, because they're history side
would
of the draw.
History would dictate
they're
that.
In the side of the draw with France, New Zealand, South Africa and them. It will probably be in their side of the draw quarterfinal. Yeah. So very likely they'll go out in the quarters.
France will get the Grand Slam. Who's stopping that power?
Ireland are the team to stop. Ireland are the only team who can do.
Yeah, I mean, so Ireland's victory over the All Blacks was very impressive, even though they had an absolute monumental hammering in the
first game.
It's very impressive, but, you know, size is a quality all of its own. So
they did beat South Africa as well.
They did. They did, actually. But, I think France are a step ahead of South Africa. I think the quality of their backs, the size of their pack, their organisation, Sean Edwards, the defence. When you start stacking all the little pieces together, you realise this is a quality team. And how does one defend DuPont? It's not immediately obvious.
DuPont is tricky. But then teams have beaten Toulouse before.
Well,
they're not infallible.
It's crazy, but when you look at
this week, France's game this week will be... Yeah. I think Italy are doing some good things, but they're
going to get smashed.
They're gravy to France.
Won't be competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly, I agree.
Yeah. France, just... Oh, man. It's like Jalabert and Ntamack at 10. The back row, Olivon, Aldrit and Jalonch. McAlew off the bench. Oh, my goodness me. Taufifenua and Willemse, second rows. Like, Wokey's out of the tournament, but...
He is. Yeah, and it's whether... I don't think they'll go for Taufifenua.
No, probably
because
not.
Because they're too... That is too big and not athletic enough.
Is there such a thing? Such a thing as not athletic enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, I mean, remember when Toulouse were bad? They fielded, like, the heaviest pack of all time.
That is true.
And that was when they were bad, not good.
Yeah, but then
good.
It was superseded, wasn't it, by another Toulouse pack that won the championship, the European Cup. So you might just say, actually, they were just wrong in terms of they didn't have it big enough.
They were only big by how small the largest pack
exactly.
of all time was.
Yeah, so and that was like, I'm sure that was Joe Tacori and like all the Macca boys.
Yeah, Edward Macca.
Yeah, a few others. They retained.
Who is that? Gillian Galal, the massive bad weight number eight.
Blondie, the bear.
Was it Gillian?
It was Gillian Galan.
Galan.
Yeah, he had one incredible game. And I want to say it's against Saracens. Like, unbelievable game. We're against one of the English teams. Look there, this is the future of French rugby here.
Well, he's at Lyon now, according to this.
Really?
Not playing that much. He's listed as 6'4 and 130 kg.
130?
Yeah. Wow. But it wasn't all good weight.
No, it wasn't. And that was the same back row as Louis Picamol.
Mm.
So they had a lot of big boys. They just got a little bit bigger.
Mm. Some better boys.
Yeah, not just bigger, but older as well, which I really appreciated. So, Jerome Kano.
Kano was great signing.
Who's the other boy?
Great signing.
Maka and... Not Maka. Oh. It's Corey and some other big boy as well. So, the interesting thing about this was, the biggest player on the park that day was Will Skelton, in terms of his size. But the average... Yeah. So, get this. La Rochelle played with Weenie Antonio and Will Skelton and still had a smaller average pack size than Toulouse.
Ridiculous.
I'm just looking at the stash of all of the teams, and I'll rank them. France will come top of that as well.
Hmm.
Their stash is the best, followed by Scotland.
Oh, have you got the kit? The launch with...
Yeah, the launch with the captains.
Yeah.
And the French kit is the best one. Scotland's is the second best. I like that. Italy third. Italy third. Wales fourth. Don't like the Wales having black socks. Feels odd. Or is that dark green socks?
Dark green socks are beautiful.
Oh, they're all right, actually. Maybe I might jump Wales above Italy.
Thank you.
France, Scotland, Wales, Italy, Ireland, which I don't like that Irish kit at all. Even more of an abomination than the Ireland kit is England's, which would be a lovely Umbro kit if they just got rid of those stupid...
The silly crosses on it.
The silly crosses on the bottom half across the midriff, which is not good. The rest of the kit is lovely, actually.
I do, yeah. I particularly like those England socks, actually.
Yeah, lovely socks.
Interestingly.
Excellent. Any more for any more? Is it bad?
Oh, God. I've got to be up in 5 hours for a train.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Right. Yeah, I've got to be up a similar time to what?
See how much we... See the commitment we go to bring you your rugby. Right.
I've got a lift in the morning.
Predictions. Yeah. Wales v. Ireland.
Ireland. Close game, but actually Ireland to win by 12 points.
Ireland, Scotland and France.
So it's at Twickenham. Obviously, Tim will be there.
Yeah.
Being hosted... By Bill Sweeney.
Not being hosted. Yeah, yeah.
Why is he there?
Because
I'm just there.
So next week he's going to be talking about.
I applied for accreditation and I got it.
Oh, there we go. Nice. Why do you say so?
Nice.
Because I'm hanging out with the big boys now.
Yeah. So next week he'll be talking about how waist-high tackle is such a good idea.
Oh, can you imagine? He's going to come back next week with an England blazer.
Lads, I've been educated. Let me educate you.
Let me tell you about waist-high tackles. The science is peer-reviewed. You must listen to the science.
Ireland by 8. England by 2. France by 19.
I think you're not far off. I really hope England win. I think it's going to be a wonderfully turgid, boring affair.
Yeah, agreed.
That Steve Borthwick will just love. By the way, you've both watched the Steve Borthwick opening press conference and others.
Have I?
Well, have you?
I
assume you have.
I have.
So he was trying to, tell stories throughout all of it. He was like, when I first met Owen when he was 17.
Oh, yes.
And when Courtney Laws, when...
These awkward videos.
Yeah, the players all grow.
First thing my son said to me when I told him, son, I'm going to be England coach.
All
that.
And who is it? Who is it that coaches? Tom Dunn coaches. That might have been a different press conference. Coaches his kids and all this stuff. God, it's so dull. Clearly what he's trying to do.
He's making an effort.
Someone's making him do this.
No, so I don't think that's true. I think he's making an effort to not give anything away about how he's going to play the game, who's doing what in training. He's just talking. He's got a 10-minute slot or 15-minute slot. He's got to fill it with nonsense so no one gets any information out of anything.
England were giving, putting out clips, weren't they, of... Both doing like players in pairs, going, Elliot Daly got a boot really fast. What a player. And it's just, it was so, like, just reading up the script.
On Phil's point there, that he's kind of saying lots in order
to say nothing
at all.
Yes.
Our weekly, my little weekly WhatsApp message from Dougie of the Mall Over podcast, who always bobs me something interesting when he knows we'll be recording the podcast, and he's right to do so on this one as well. Netflix documentary on the Guinness Six Nations has been hit with an access row. City AM understands that in some cases, levels of access between individual unions and the producers has not been finalised. The Six Nations starts on Saturday. So, the least surprising development in rugby ever.
Yeah.
We've got a potential open goal. Let's whack it over the bar.
Well, if it was all about Netflix, Eddie Jones would have been infinitely more interesting than Borthwick. But probably Borthwick would get better results.
Yeah.
I hope.
Phil, go get a
I'm
few
off.
Hours kit.
I'm
why,
off.
Why are you more bothered about his training, not my lifting?
And let the boys play.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.